Hello and welcome to the Three River Farmers Alliance podcast. My name is Daniel Lohmeyer. I host and record interviews with our local community partners who are New England-based businesses, farms, and nonprofit organizations that all share a common goal of having a positive impact on our local food system and our local food economy. This interview with Kelsey Harrington of Two Farmers Farm was originally recorded on March 1st, 2022 as part of an ongoing YouTube series. Please visit our Three River Farmers Alliance YouTube channel and subscribe for more access to interview series, recipe and cooking videos, as well as website FAQs. For more information on Three River Farmers Alliance and our home delivery service, VeggieGo, please visit us at threeriverfa.com. Well, hello, this is Daniel from Three River Farmers Alliance. I am here with Kelsey Harrington from Two Farmers Farm. Thank you for joining me.
Yeah, happy to be here.
Awesome. Well, introduce yourself and your role, I suppose, at the farm.
Sure. I co-own and co-operate Two Farmers Farm. I am the primary person responsible for sales, customer service, crop planning, business management, all that stuff. And I also make up about a third of the actual physical labor done on the farm. I do seeding, weeding, harvesting, all that stuff.
That is so many hats.
Yeah.
And we say that all the time about like our small business and all the farmers that we know. Everyone wears a lot of hats, but that's an absurd amount of job titles.
Yeah. I mean, we're a three-person operation. My husband Dominic and I started the farm, and we share some of those administrative tasks like business planning. And we basically like split all the other tasks down the middle, like who's doing what on the farm. And then we have a full-time assistant manager who, is on the farm full-time doing all that stuff, you know, the seeding, the harvesting, the weeding, and also deliveries. So we all do a lot of different things.
Yeah. That's neat. So do you have a specific mission statement or like a goal for your business or?
Yeah. We started Two Farmers Farm because we, as farm workers at the time, we couldn't find a job that was really meeting our like goals for learning and career development and satisfying our desire to just like be part of the solution to the ecological crisis, food access crisis. So, we ended up starting Two Farmers Farm with the kind of ambitious goal of being a model for how family farms could be truly sustainable. And we certainly haven't met it yet, but this is kind of what we strive for on a daily basis. And for us, sustainability means a high quality of life for farmers and farm workers, management of agricultural resources for long-term environmentally sound food production, and providing access to healthy food for everyone.
That's awesome. I mean, we share a lot of goals here through River Farmers Alliance. It's very important to us to have a good impact on the food system. And that's something, I can say as a salesperson who is new to this whole environment, I can't believe how incredibly knowledgeable, well, of course, the farmers and producers that we work with are, but also our customers are, they're amazing. Almost everybody I talk to, without a doubt, knows more than I do about food systems and where their food comes from. And it is just so refreshing. I just think that what I would say, the engagement is very high, that people are buying your food through us because they really care. It's not some flashy thing they just had to have. It's not an accident. They're really seeking it out. So I think it's very important, of course, that you're providing that. So how did you get here specifically? Like I totally get your angle with the farm, but what made you a farmer?
Oh, Well, so I never know how to begin this conversation because, you know, it wasn't like a linear path, but I studied environmental science and policy in college and graduated during the Great Recession. Decided that I didn't want to even really try to get a job because no one was getting a job then, right, or a quote unquote real job, you know, using my degree. So Dominic and I, we went to school together. That's where we met. We were like, we'll just take a couple of years off and we'll go work on some farms and, you know, we'll just take a break and then we'll regroup in a couple of years. We had both been studying food systems stuff. So farming seemed like it could be a resume builder. And then really the rest is history. I mean, I found farm work really rewarding, really just like tangible results. You can see the food you're growing. You can meet the people who you're feeding. I became a farmer.
Yeah, that's great. I mean,
yeah,
you gotta love what you do. I think that's very important. I mean, it's very important for me anyway to try to have fun with everything. So I totally understand how it must be so incredibly rewarding. I mean, I enjoy even just my part in the process, but being able to grow the food and just, here you go, I made this. that's such a cool thing. Well, what is your all-time favorite experience with your farm? Is there something that really stands out?
You know, I was really thinking about that, and farming is so hard. You know,
I hear that.
There's nothing romantic. There's nothing romantic about it. I mean, as much as I say, like, I love, you know, the tangible, you know, nature of it and meeting the people who are feeding, it's really hard. And I think the experiences that really keep me like coming back to it are just like those moments that probably a lot of people who spend a lot of time outside have, where, you know, there's like a heron that flies overhead, or, you know, it's getting the ocean breeze when the wind is just right, or, you know, how the air feels so like cool and fresh after a storm in the summer. It's like, these aren't experiences that pay the bills, but they are like really emotionally like enriching. And that's like really what I love about the work aspect of my job, is being able to be like in that natural environment on a regular basis.
That's a very interesting way to look at it. I mean, that's a, I feel like you just wrote a script for something. We'll go back and we'll write all that down. And that's, at the very least, is going to make us money selling greeting cards or something.
And again, like, not to over romanticize it. I mean, usually it's like, you know, I'll be standing there and I'm like, wow, the carrots didn't germinate. That's really weedy over there. I'm like really tired and I have to work late today. And then it's like, but, you know, it's like beautiful where I am right now. Yeah. And I like have that.
That's amazing. I recently spoke with Dale Willoughby from Willoughby Farm. And he had so many interesting points about that, is that it was something about the resolve of, like, there's sometimes you have bad days, but he knows he wouldn't have made a different decision. Like, there's nowhere else that he would want to be. You know, so this is kind of a bonus question. Something else that he said to me really stuck out, because I am very much an analytical person and I love numbers and spreadsheets and playing with finances and things. He had mentioned that when he started farming in the 80s, that it actually, maybe the 70s, but, you know, years and years ago, that it actually was very difficult because food was so cheap. Mm-hmm. So you're selling a head of lettuce for 25 cents or something. It would just factually was difficult to make enough money to do it. I think that now there's so many other things to be considered. I imagine that costs have gone up so much, but is there something about the price of food that you think is beneficial, or I don't know, is there, I guess the question would be, is there something about the business of farming that maybe the average person, even someone who is interested in it, maybe wouldn't know or understand?
You know, Dominic and I talk about this a lot. You know, I love the business of farming. For me, that is like a fun, challenging exercise. But we also, like, just as citizens of the world, like, we want people to be fed.
Yeah.
And food is simultaneously too expensive and too cheap. We, I think, have been financially successful. We've been able to make a living farming. I would say, like, in spite of food prices, we do get somewhat of a premium because we're local and organic, and we're able to sell produce through, like, specialty outlets where that reach customers that have higher earning power or higher purchasing power. But we also, you know, benefit a lot from the systems of, you know, white supremacy and, like, colonial privilege. You know, we've leveraged, like, the Farm Service Agency resources that are available to us, like low interest loans and, some grant and cost share programs. And just like our community of people who are willing to give us money to help us start. You know, Dominic and I don't come from wealthy families, but we know people who know people who were able to loan us money when we were first starting.
So you feel privileged in that way.
Yeah. Yeah. And this all comes back to the business of farming because, you know, I don't know any farmer, who's really, you know, out there on social media looking really successful that hasn't had a lot of help. And we are, you know, we've had a lot of help.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, we haven't done this alone.
That's really important. It's very big of you to point out. It's important to mention. I mean, I know that, you know, a lot of my experience truthfully comes from playing music, but I think that being in a band is kind of like that too, where it's, you always hear people joke about, the 10-year overnight success or the 20-year overnight success.
Yeah.
You know? And this is a little bit of a tangent, but, do you remember when Modest Mouse's first record came out and they were some brand new band, but really that was like their 20th record. It was just the first time that they had national or international acclaim. So it's, I think, mm-hmm. it's really easy to see someone who has already succeeded and think that they know something that you don't, or they came out of nowhere, or they just got lucky. You know, I think there's so much more to it, and you're totally right. It's very unusual that, you know, people tend to step back and recognize that there are so many different steps and there are so many different contributing factors to that sort of success. I mean, you have to be talented and you have to work hard, but you also have to get lucky sometimes. And I think that, yeah, that's really important.
Yeah.
Well, that's an awesome answer. That was great for a bonus question that went well. Well, how does Three River Farmers Alliance contribute to what you do? So how do we work together?
Yeah, Three River is great. So Three River does, like, all the customer outreach, the marketing, they handle all the logistics, the direct to consumer delivery. So they're like a great distribution partner because they allow us to farm more, which is what we really like doing and what we think we're really good at. And Three River can take care of more of the sales and customer service angle, which really is a full-time job that, you know,
it's my job.
Yeah. That, you know, I do some of, but, I couldn't do it. We couldn't reach all the customers we reach without, organizations like Food River. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's definitely our, one of our number one goals is to increase the marketplace, the access to market, I should say. We really want to take the farmers and the producers and help them reach more customers and larger area. That was why we were created, and it feels like it's doing good. So what are your goals for the future? Is there anything specific that Two Farmers is working on?
You know, we've been in business for almost 10 years now in our current iteration on our land in Scarborough. So we're finally sort of exiting that startup phase. It feels like we feel more like an established business, and we're really trying to focus on efficiency and systems so that we can just take better care of ourselves and the people who work for us. Kind of like going back to that mission statement, you know, farmer and farm worker quality of life has always been really important to us. And, you know, labor is the single biggest expense on our farm. And I think on any vegetable farm like ours, you know, people need to do the work. Even if you're using equipment, people are operating that equipment. So you know, we're really just continuing to try to put as many resources as possible into really ourselves being the people that are doing the farming, to make these like really viable career opportunities that we can use to eventually, you know, buy homes, have families, everyone, you know, save for retirement. You know, that's like really the dream, is just to make farming viable for us to live by. And in doing that, you know, one of our goals is to continue to build on these partnerships we have with organizations like Three River that just help us be more efficient and increase, you know, the number of people we can reach and increase food access. Three River has been doing a lot of that, I've noticed, which is we really appreciate reaching people who might otherwise not have access to local food. Donations just continuing to farm as long as we can.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, the donations program is a big deal for us. We take donations from our customers and we use them to help people on SNAP procure food. We use it to donate food to food pantries and shelters, and yeah, it's very important for us. I mean, there's a number of the things we want to do with that donations money, but we don't want food to go to waste. We want the farmers to get paid for it, and we want to be able to provide the food to the food insecure. So that's definitely, if anyone was wondering, that's what the donated dollars on Three River Farmers Alliance on Veggie Go, that's what all that goes to. It's a big part of what we do, and yeah, we're just happy to continue to support it, and very awesome to meet you and to talk about all these things. I really appreciate you joining me.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's been great to talk to you.
Awesome. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks.
That was a great conversation with Kelsey. I really enjoyed revisiting that. For more information on Three River Farmers Alliance and all of the wonderful farmers and producers that we work with, please visit us at threeriverfa.com.